Shalom.
平安。
It's nice to see all of you again.
能够见到弟兄姐妹真是一件很美好的事情。
I'm especially excited for those who have not been here for a while.
我特别很高兴看到有一些很久没看到的人。
And for those who come back from college.
还有一些从大学放假回来的。
You always encourage me that when college students went away and when they came back, they want to come back to their home.
我心里总是很受到鼓励，当我看到那些 去上大学然后又回来的年轻人能够来到教会。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we want to say thank you.
亲爱主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你爱我们。
Also thank you for your presence in our life.
谢谢你在我们生命当中。
Thank you for being our guide.
谢谢你成为我们带领者。
Our helper in time of need.
在我们有需要的时候做我们的随时帮助。
And also being our sanctifier for us to live the life that you want us to live.
也帮助我们在一个圣化的过程能够活得像你。
I also want to say thank you for giving me a good translator like Fanan.
我也谢谢你赐给我一个好的翻译者。
May we be in unison. To share God's word today.
让我们能够在你里面合一，一起来宣扬主的话语。
May you be glorified.
愿你得到荣耀。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
Today you may think that my sermon is 1 week late.
今天你可能觉得说我今天要讲到是迟了一个礼拜。
My topic is Mom's Bittersweet Journey.
我今天的主题是苦尽甘来的母亲。
For 5 years, I've not preached a sermon on Mother's Day.
我有五年之久没有在母亲节讲到母亲节方面的正道。
It's the most difficult sermon for a preacher in the year.
这个是对一个讲员是一年中最困难的一个正道。
I don't want to use the opportunity to teach mom how to be a better mom.
我并不想要借这个机会来教导所有的母亲怎么样做一个好母亲。
And I don't want to tell the children why in front of the parents you should honor your parents.
我也不想在父母的面前告诉他们的孩子说你要怎么样来孝敬母亲。
They should honor the parents, but don't teach them why in front of the parents.
你应该要告诉那些孩子怎么样来孝敬母亲，但是不要在他们面前来教导他们。
I don't want to make it easy and preach on Isaiah and talk about God being our mother.
我也不想要借这个机会来讲说我们怎样做一个敬虔的母亲。
But last week I have no choice.
但是上个礼拜我没有选择。
The church told me to give a Mother's Day sermon.
教会要求我要在母亲节讲一个关于母亲节的正道。
I didn't finish preparing until 3 o'clock on Sunday morning.
我上个礼拜一直准备到清晨3点钟。
But afterwards I learned something.
但是在那之后我学到一些事情。
I think it's a message not only for mom, but also for the whole church.
我发现我所准备的信息不只是给母亲，也是给整个教会的。
So this topic, Mom, Bittersweet Journey, is for each of us.
所以今天这个信息，苦尽甘来的母亲，也是给每一位的。
Today's sermon, I'm basically answering only one question.
今天的信息，我基本上是在回答一个问题。
What is the mom's bittersweet journey?
何谓先苦后甜的妈妈？
And let's look at the historical background a little bit.
让我们一起来看经文的背景。
If you have to give a theme about what the book of Ruth is talking about,
如果你想要讲出路德记的一个主题，
It talks about God's redemption.
它的主题就是神的救赎。
And the time of the book took place at the time of the judges.
路德记是发生在士师时期。
That was after Joshua.
那是在约书亚之后。
And before 1 Samuel.
是在撒母耳记的前面。
And basically when you look at Ruth, you have 3 main characters.
基本上我们在看路德记的时候有三个主要的人物。
Naomi,
拿俄米
Ruth,
路德
跟and Boaz,
和波阿斯。
Okay, let's go into today's sermon.
让我们一起来看今天的信息。
The only question I'm going to answer is, what is the mom's bittersweet journey?
今天所要回答的唯一的一个问题就是何谓先苦后甜。
When I look at the book of Ruth,
当我在看路德记的时候，
Although there are only 4 chapters,
虽然只有短短的四章，
That's so amazing teaching from the Lord.
但是它里面有很美好很奇妙的教导。
Why is it possible that the mom journey can be bittersweet?
为什么一个母亲她会先苦然后后甜呢？
Sometime in life, we realize that bad decisions lead to despair.
有时候我们发现到是因为错误的抉择带来灾难。
I'm going to skip the scripture reading since we already read it.
我要跳过一些经文，因为我们刚刚已经读过了。
We know that decisions are hard to make.
我们知道要做一个抉择是很难的。
It's especially hard when you make decisions during a very bad time.
特别难的时候是在一个很困难、很糟糕的情况当中要做决定。
The story of the Ruth starts in a time when the judges rule.
路德记的时间发生的时候是在士师秉政的时期。
When you read the book of Judges, you come to one conclusion. The time was bad. In fact, it was chaotic.
当你看这个士师记的时候，你会发现那个时间是一个非常混乱、非常糟糕的一个时期。
The writer of the Judges said something like this.
士师的作者，士师记的作者这样写。
At that time, there were no king.
那个时候没有王。
So everybody did as they pleased themselves.
个人任意而行。
Decisions are difficult when time is difficult.
当一个那个做决定的时间是很困难的时间，那个决定就很困难。
To make the matter worse, there was a problem in the land.
在那个时候。更糟糕的是有一个问题。
There was a famine in Judah.
在犹大那时候有饥荒。
What an irony.
多么的讽刺。
Bethlehem means the house of bread.
伯利恒的意思是粮食之家。
And then the house of bread didn't have food to eat.
但是这个粮食之家在那个时候却没有任何的食物。
It was very obvious when you read the Old Testament.
很清楚了，当你在读旧约的时候
，Many often bad consequences were the result of bad decisions.
通常你看到一些很不好的结果，都是因为很糟糕的抉择带来的。
So time was difficult.
所以时间是一个很困难的时间。
It was chaotic.
是一个混乱的时间。
And there was a problem. There was a famine.
在那个时候有饥荒的问题。
Then that led to bad decision number one.
然后就带来第一个抉择。
So the family decided to go to Moab for a while.
所以有一个家庭决定往摩押地去寄居。
You have to understand the background why going to Moab is a bad decision.
我们要需要了解一些背景，才会知道说为什么去摩押地寄居是一个错误的抉择。
If you read the Bible, Moab was the descendants of the incest relationship between Lot.And his daughter.
如果你读了圣经的背景，你就会知道摩押人是罗德跟他大女儿乱伦所传下来的后裔。
It was so bad that in Deuteronomy said something like this.
在因为这件事情是这样子的不好，在申命记有这样的记载。
The Moabites were prohibited from going to the assembly of God for 10 generations.
摩押人甚至到了第十代都被禁止进入神的会。
So when the people of Israel left Egypt.And go to the promised land.
所以当以色列人他们离开埃及要进入应许之地的途中
The Moab king did one thing.
摩押王做了一件事
He asked Balaam to curse the Israelites.
他要巴兰去咒诅以色列人
When he didn't succeed, Balaam gave a bad idea of using some women to make the people of Israel commit sins.
当这个咒诅失败了，巴兰还试图用一些女人去引诱以色列人犯淫乱的罪。
Yes, sometimes we have to make decisions.
是的，有时候我们需要做一些抉择。
When time is bad.
当这个时间是很困难的时候。
When we have to put food on the table.
当我们需要有食物的时候。
What did I call a bad decision?
我所谓的错误的抉择。
When you put your physical need.Before God.
当你把你自己身体的需要摆在神面前的时候
Because you need to eat, you do something that doesn't please God.
因为你有身体上面需要，然后你做了一些抉择，那是神所不喜悦的。
Yes, losing a job.
是的，你来看。
We don't have a job. We don't have a job.
我们没有工作。
You need to send your children to college.
哎，你的儿子要上大学了。
It's a problem that you have to face.
这是你要面对的一个困难。
You do need to make a decision.
你需要做一个抉择。
But when you put that decision before the principle of God, that became a bad decision.
但是当你把这一些抉择 的需要摆在神的原则之前的时候，你就容易做一个错误的抉择。
Elimelech made a decision.
以利米勒做了一个决定。
Leaving the house of bread.
离开了粮食之家。
And go to a place that do not please God.
去到一个神所不喜悦的地方。
And mind you, originally it was for a while.
注意，这里说一开始是一段时间。
Sometimes we know that the decision was not good.
很多时候，这个已经是一个不好的抉择了。
But we say, "Oh, to solve the problem, I will only do it for a while."
但是我们可能说，因为我要解决目前的问题，所以我只做一段时间而已。
But when the father,
但是当这个父亲
，the husband,
这个丈夫
，Elimelech make a decision.
以利米勒他做了一个抉择。
He make it very difficult for Naomi, the mom.
他让这个母亲 Naomi 也很困难。
It make it very hard for the children.
也让孩子很困难的来面对。
So a bad decision led to despair number one.
所以一个错误的抉择导致了第一个灾难。
Immediately, the Bible said, Elimelech died.
圣经随即说，以利米勒死了。
And no reason.Was given for the death of Naomi's husband.
圣经并没有提到以利米勒死的原因。
But traditionally, the Old Testament scholar said that it was a consequence of making a wrong decision.
但是传统上我们都会知道，这是因为神的子民做了一个错误的抉择。
They make a decision that they will not die of hunger.
他们决定他不要在饥饿当中死。
At the end, they still die in the land that.Was not a place where God wanted them to be.
但是最终他们仍然死在一个地方，那是神所不喜悦的地方。
You know when the father make a bad decision?
你知道当一个父亲做一个错误的抉择
，It affect the wife.
会影响他的妻子。
It affect the children.
也会影响他的孩子。
Sometimes bad decisions came in bunches.
很多时候这一个错误的抉择带来很多的后果。
So the second bad decision, number two.The children decided to marry Moabites.
第二个抉择就是他们的孩子决定娶了摩押女子为妻。
If the father had not gone to Moab, the children would not have a chance to marry Moabites.
如果这个父亲他没有迁移到摩押地，他的孩子们没有机会娶摩押女子为妻。
And because of that, a wild to stay for a wild decision became 10 years.
也因为这个决定本来是一个短暂的决定，到最后他们在摩押地居住了十年。
And then the bad decision number two led to despair number two.
接下来第二个错误的抉择带来第二个灾难。
The two children died without children of their own.
两个儿子也死了，在他们还没有自己的后代之前死了。
But the parents should know. The parents should know.
但是父母需要知道。
You know.These two children have very interesting names.
你知道这两个儿子他们有很特别的名字。
When the Jewish people give names to people, they are like the Chinese.
当犹太人为孩子取名字的时候，就好像我们中国人一样。
My Chinese name means courageous.
我的中文的名字的意思是勇气。
So my mom wants me to be a courageous guy.
所以我的妈妈希望我能够成为一个勇敢的人。
And when these two sons were born,Elimelech gave the children very interesting story. Very interesting name.
当这两个孩子出生的时候，他的父亲以利米勒给他们取了很有意思的名字。
They call him Malon and Kilian.
他们叫他
Malon and Kilian.
Malon and Kilian.
Yeah. You know what Malon means?
你知道 Malon 是名？
It was not a good name.
这不是一个好的名字。
It means sicky, very sick.
这个名字意思是生病。
And then the second child means pinning.
第二个孩子意思是消瘦。
Nobody will give their children those kind of names.
没有人会给自己的孩子取这样的名字的。
But definitely when they were born, they look sick, they look pinny.
但是很显然的，这两个孩子出生的时候，他们看起来就是像病的样子，很消瘦的样子。
So they should know better. They cannot travel long distance and go to another place.
所以他们虽然从一个地方搬到另外一个地方，对他们并没有更大的帮助。
So may I say that no, it's so predictable, but they still make the decision.
所以其实你本来就可以预料得到，但是父亲仍然做这样一个抉择。
Why the journey became so bitter for Naomi?
为什么这个过程对拿俄米是很苦的呢？
Because bad decisions were made.
因为有一个错误的抉择。
It couldn't be justified because time was chaotic.
你可能会说，在那个时候是一个很混乱的时期。
You cannot say we have a problem to solve.
你也不能用说我们有一个问题要来解决。当
we are free to make a decision.
我们是有自由来做决定的。
But when we make a bad decision, we cannot escape the consequences.
但是当我们做一个错误的决定的时候，我们不能逃避带后面的结果。
So husband and father.
所以丈夫还有父亲们。
If you want to have a good mother, a good wife, make wise decisions.
如果你想有一个好的太太或是一个好的母亲，你要做一个智慧的抉择。
Don't make bad decisions that affect your whole family.
不要做了错误的抉择，影响整个家庭。
I'm not pointing the finger at you. I'm pointing a finger at me because I'm also a father and a husband.
我并不是指着你们每一个人，我是指着我自己，因为我自己也是一个父亲。
So what do we apply for today? What does it mean?
那我们今天的应用应该怎么做呢？
We need to be wise in our decision making.
我们应该要在我们抉择的时候用我们的智慧。
During a chaotic time.
在很混乱的时间。
During a time of need.
在有需要的时期。
I give you 10 principles for decision making.
有十个来做智慧决定的圣经原则。
Number one.
第一个原则。
What biblical principles should inform my decisions?
什么样的圣经原则应该来影响我的决定
？Number two，
第二
，Do I have all the facts？
我是不是有所有的事实证据呢
？Number three，
第三
，In the pressure of is the pressure of time forcing me to make a premature decision？
我是不是在时间的压力下被迫做一个不成熟的决定
？Number four，
第四
，What possible motives are driving my decisions？
有什么可能的动机造成我的决定呢
？Number five，
第五。
How should past experiences inform my decision？
我过去的经验怎么样来帮助我做决定呢
？Number six，
第六。
What is the collective counsel of my church？
我的教会有什么可咨询的群体吗
？Number seven，
第七。
Have I honestly considered the warning signs？
我很诚实的面对考虑各样的预警吗
？If your children's name is Seki and Pining, you have to make wise decisions.
如果你孩子的名字是生病或是消瘦，你要做好好的做决定。
Number eight.
第八。
Have I considered the possible outcomes for my course of actions, namely the consequences?
我是否有考虑我所计划采取行动的可能结果吗
？Number nine.
第九。
Could this decision jeopardize my integrity or hinder my witness for the Lord?
我所做的决定是不是会危害或是阻挡我为主做的见证呢
？So in that situation, going to Moab definitely is not the choice.
所以那个去摩押地的这个抉择，事实上很明显不是一个好的抉择。
Last but not least,
最后一个，但是不是最不重要的。
Is there a better option that would allow me to make a greater impact for God's kingdom?
是不是还有一些？其他的选项能够让我为神的国度做出更大的影响呢
？Let me repeat. Bad decision leads to what? The first D, despair.
让我再次来提醒大家，一个错误的抉择会导致什么？灾难。
Second, faulty deduction conclusions leads to depressions.
第二，一个偏差的推论会带来忧郁。
Verses 13 and verses 20 to 21.
第一章十三节到二十一节。
It is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me. Don't call me Naomi, she told them. Call me Mara, because the Almighty has made my life very bitter. I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi? The Lord has afflicted me. The Almighty has brought misfortune upon me.
我为你们的缘故甚是愁苦，因为耶和华伸手攻击我。拿俄米对他们说：“不要叫我拿俄米，就是甜的意思；要叫我马拉，就是苦的意思。因为全能者使我受了大苦，我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空地回来。耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。既是这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢
？”40 deduction.Concepts leads to depression.
偏差的推论导致忧郁。
Naomi have the deduction number one.
Naomi, 她第一个推论。
And she says, "I was full when I went out, and now I came back empty."
她说：“我满满的出去， 但是我现在空空的回来。
Really?
是真的吗？
Well, it was half true.
刚刚听起来好像有一半是对的。
Let me ask Naomi, why did you go to Moab in the first hand?
让我问问 Naomi, 为什么你要去摩押地呢？
Yeah, you have your husband, you have your two children.
是你有你的丈夫，你有两个儿子。
So in some sense, you're full, you're happy.
是的，所以从某个角度 来说，你是满的，你是幸福的。
But don't you remember, is your stomach empty or full when you went to Moab?
但是你还记得吗？当你要去到摩押的时候，你那时候有东西吃吗？
Your stomach was empty, not full.
你的肚腹里面是空的。
Now you come back, are you really empty?
那你现在回来了，你真的是空空回来吗？
You still come back with somebody. You came back with Ruth.
你还带着一个人回来，你带着你的媳妇儿路德回来。
Now, sometimes when we face bad decisions,
有时候我们面对我们一个错误的抉择。
When we are despair,
当我们面对一个灾难。
We have very faulty deduction.
我们常常有很偏差的推论。
We look at things not exactly as it was.
我们看着这个事情，可是并不是这个事情完全的真相。
And then Naomi have deduction number two.
然后接下来 Naomi 又有第二个推理。
He said, "I'm worse than anybody else."
他说我比别人都差。
How often when you see brothers and sisters, mothers in despair, she will say to you, "You will not understand my situation. Nobody faced what I was facing."
我们是日常遇到这样子，有一个妈妈，她是在一个很困难的时间里，她跟。对你说，你不会明白我所经历的。没有人经历像我这样子的事情。
Really?
是真的吗
？Well, Naomi may feel that my husband died and my children died. That was bad. That was bitter.
是拿俄米，她面对她丈夫死了，她的两个儿子死了，那是很痛苦的事。
But she was saying to Ruth and another daughter-in-law that I'm more bitter than you were.
但是她对她的两个媳妇说，我。比你们都还差。
But don't you remember Ruth also lost her husband?
但是我们不要忘记了，路德她也失去她的丈夫。
But when people are in despair, they only focus on themselves.
但是当人在一个苦难当中，他们只看到自己。
Not only they see things wrongly, full and empty, they couldn't decide.
不止他们看事情是错的，他们觉得他们什么都空了。
They always feel that they are the most miserable people in the whole world.
他们常常会觉得说他们是全世界最苦的人。
No wonder she was depressed.
难怪他会有一个忧郁在他的心中。
But then the worst deduction number three.
接下来是第三个推理。
Whose fault is it?
这是谁的错呢？
It is God's fault.
这是神的错。
It was God who afflicted me with all these problems.
这是神。造成我所有的痛苦。
You could see that she was very upset with God.
你可以看到她对神是很生气的。
When a mom, a wife faced problems,
当一个母亲或是一个妻子面对一个困难时，
he said, "Isn't God all loving?"
他会说，神不是全爱的吗？
If he loves me, why would he let so many bad things happen to me?
为什么神如果是爱我的话，让这么多不好的事情发生在我身上呢？
And then she switched to the other side.
然后她又想到另外一边去。
Isn't God all powerful?
不，神不是全能的吗？
If he is so powerful, why doesn't he stop all these bad things happening to me?
如果神是全能的，为什么他不能阻挡这些事情不要发生呢？
So as a result,
结果，
if you wrong about full and empty,When you're wrong about full and empty,
如果你看满满或是空空的态度是错的话，
when you felt that you're the worst, most miserable person in the world,
当你觉得你自己是全世界最苦的人的时候，
and the final straw, it was God's fault.
那最后你就认为那是神的错。
What happened?
结果呢？
You have depression.
你就会有忧郁。
From sweet to bitter.
从很甜的一个情况，你会感到很苦很苦。
So when Naomi returned from Moab to Bethlehem.
所以当拿俄米从摩押地回到伯利恒，
she told people, "Don't call me Naomi."
她告诉人说，不要叫我拿俄米。
You know what's the meaning of Naomi?
你知道拿俄米的意思是什么吗？
It's a very good name.
它是一个很好的名字。
It means very sweet.
它是很甜的意思。
It's a "Don't call me Naomi."
可是她却跟人说，不要叫我拿俄米。
Call me Mara.
叫我马拉。
You know what's the meaning of Mara?
你知道马拉是什么意思吗？
It means bitter.
意思就是苦。
It appears only two times in the whole Bible.
在整个圣经里面这个字只出现两次。
One time when Israel left Egypt, they went to the water. It's very bitter. The water is what's called Marah.
出现了一次是在以色列他们离开埃及的时候，在旷野喝到一个水，那个水很苦，那个叫马拉。
And second time, it was out of Naomi's mouth.
第二次出现的时候就是从拿俄米的口中出来的。
So when somebody is in depression,
所以如果你不是在一个沮丧的当中，
you can be sure that bitterness is one of the person's feelings.
你可以很确定的知道苦是我们人的一个感觉。
So what is today's application?
所以我们今天的应用是什么呢？
I'm sorry to say, sometimes it's not Happy Mother's Day. It's not Happy Mother's Day.
我必须很抱歉的说，有时候我们要称母亲节是一个不快乐的母亲节。
The reason why I'm so hesitant to preach Mother's Day sermon.
我对我来讲，在母亲节讲信息很困难的原因是
Mother's Day is difficult for many people.
母亲节对很多人来讲其实是不好过的。
For those who have lost their mom.
对那一些没有母亲的人。
For those who didn't even know who their mom.
对那一些甚至都不知道自己母亲是谁的人。
For people whose mom was difficult, sorry to say, some are difficult.
对那些
some, not all, some are difficult.
对那一些，我很抱歉说他们的母亲是很困难相处的。
For those who cannot get along with their mom.
对一些甚至没有办法跟他母亲一起生活的人。
For those who didn't get children.
对那一些没有孩子的人。
I find it difficult to decide on Mother's Day whether I should ask all the mothers to stand up and give them flowers.
常常在母亲节，我都在犹豫，我是不是要叫所有的母亲都起来，可以让孩子送花呢
？At the end, I still give flowers.
在最后，我仍然是送花。
But there are many people who are not married.
但是也有很多人他们没有结婚。
There are many people who are divorced.
很多人他们离婚了。
Many of them, the children died.
很多父母他们的孩子死了。
Or even for those who marry who never have children.
也有一些虽然是结婚了，却没有办法有孩子。
So Mother's Day is not very happy for many people.
所以母亲节并不一定是很快乐的，对很多人来说。
When you have 40 deduction, you lead to depression.
当你有一个错误的推论的时候，可能导致你有忧郁。
Sometimes depression can be very devastating. Agree?
有时候这样的忧郁是很致命的。
This is one of my most favorite actor of all time.
这个是。我很喜爱的一个演员之一。
Sorry for those who are from college, you may not know this guy.
对那些从现在在读大学的人，很抱歉，你可能不认识这个人。
His name is Robin Williams.
他的名字是 Robin Williams.
And he was one of the most funny guy.
他是一个很有趣的人。
One time he dressed up like a very fatty woman and become like a nanny, right?
有一次呢，她把自己打扮成一个很肥很肥的奶妈。
And then she was cooking, and then her false boobs got caught on fire. You can imagine how it looks like.
然后在戏中呢，她在那边煮饭，然后她很大的那个胸部呢就着火了。
But he was old, but he can act like Peter Pan.
然后他其实已经不年轻了，可是他可以像演的像小孩子一样那个彼得潘。
So he was funny.
所以他是很有趣的。
But it was out of the blue that suddenly he killed himself.
但是令人意外的是，他却自杀了。
You may ask why? Why is not the question?
你可能会问说为什么
？It's because it's not reason. His feeling was clouded.
因为他的思想其实是不清楚的，在那个时候。
Christians are not excluded from depression.
基督徒也有可能会有忧郁。
We are not excluded from 40 deductions.
我们也有可能会有错误的推论的时候。
In 2006,
在2006年的时候
a person committed suicide.
有一个人自杀了。
To make it sad, that person is not just an ordinary person.
这个悲剧呢，讲到这个自杀的
人，
不是一个普通人而已。
He's a youth pastor.
他是一个做青年事工的牧师。
Very gifted pastor.
他是一个很有恩赐的牧师。
But when you're gifted, it's very difficult for you to face failures.
但是当你很有恩赐的时候，对你来讲也很困难去面对失败。
He was not fired, but he was afraid he was going to be fired. He couldn't take it for a second time, so he killed himself.
他在那个时候还没有被解雇，可是他因为担心他第二次被解雇，所以他选择自杀。
Sometimes our despair leads us to 40 concepts.
有时候我们所面对的困难导致我们有一个错误的抉择，有错误的一个不好的结果。
The false concepts may lead to our emotional distress in the form of depression.
这个可能是从我们的一个不好的感觉 引起的一个忧郁。
My preaching teacher always taught me that, you know, always finish on the upward with a bang. Always finish positive.
我的讲道学的老师教我说，我的信息，我们的信息应该永远是有正面的一个结束。
So divine provision leads to deliverance.
所以有一个属天的供应可以带来释放。
Verses 16, 17, and chapter 4, verses 16 and 17.
第一章十六节十七节，还有第四章的十六节十七节。
But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." Then Naomi took the child in her arms and care for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son," and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David.
路德说，不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。你在哪里死，我也在那里死，也葬在那里。除非死能使你我相离，不然愿耶和华重重地降罚于我。拿俄米就把孩子抱在怀中，做他的养母。邻舍的妇人说，拿俄米得孩子了，就给孩子起名叫俄贝德。这俄贝德就是耶西的父，耶西是大卫的父。
You know, in despair and depression, brother and sisters, or those who have God, it's wonderful, we have divine provision.
你知道，当我们在灾难或是忧郁当中，弟兄姐妹不要忘记，我们有一位神可以带来属天的供应。
It leads to deliverance.
它带来释放。
In Naomi's case,
在拿俄米的例子里
，Provision number one, God provide her a daughter-in-law.
第一个供应，神供应她一个媳妇儿。
You know, many people like to read what Ruth said to Naomi in a wedding.
你知道吗？很多人喜欢在他们的婚礼里面读这个路德跟拿俄米讲的话。
Wherever you go, I will go.
不管你去哪里，我要去那里。
You die, I will die with you. I will never leave you. Wow, wonderful, right?
你什么时候死，我就跟你一起死，不是很美好的吗
？But wait a minute.
但是等等。
It's not a husband saying to a wife, or wife saying to a husband.
这个不是一个丈夫对妻子说的话，或是妻子对丈夫说的话。
Who said it?
是谁说的呢
？Amazingly, the daughter-in-law saying to her mother-in-law.
这些话很奇妙的，是一个媳妇儿对她的婆婆说的话。
In my many years of ministry, daughter-in-law usually would not say what would say to the mother-in-law.
基本上，如果我们都知道媳妇儿跟婆婆的关系。媳妇不会讲刚刚我们听到的那些话给她的婆婆。
I don't want to separate your family, God, cause problem. You know what I mean, right?
我不是故意要拆毁你们的婆媳关系。
But for a daughter-in-law, it's God's provision. It was an exception.
但是这个媳妇是神的供应，这是一个例外。
And also from who? Not from a Jewish person, from a Moabite.
而且这个媳妇她不是犹太人，是摩押人。
It's a wonderful divine provision.
这是一个美好的属天供应。
One day, Naomi almost let it slip away.
曾经，拿俄米几乎让这个媳妇就走了。
She discouraged her two daughters-in-law. Go back, go back, go back, go back to your not your own home. Go back to your own God. I am too old to give you sons to get married. Go back, go back, go back.
她曾经对她的两个媳妇说：“回去，回去，回去。”到你们自己的神那边去，我已经太老了，我没有办法再生孩子做你们的丈夫。
Not only once, she told them twice.
拿俄米并不是一次讲这样的话，两次对他的媳妇讲这样的话。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么吗
？A Moabite woman made the right decision.
有一个摩押的女子做了一个正确的抉择。
She decided no matter what, she is going to follow Naomi and go back to Israel.
这个摩押的媳妇儿，她决定不管发生什么事情，她要跟随她的婆婆回去。
I can say this provision is not human provision; it is from God.
我必须要说，这样的一个供应不是人的供应，乃是从神来的供应。
And the provision number two.
第二个供应。
Give them a son.
他们得了一个儿子。
You know, in Naomi's mind, I'm done.
在拿俄米的心里面，脑子里面，他说：“我完了。
”Well, my children die already.
我的孩儿子死了。
I'm too old. I cannot keep up the children, so I will not have any more children.
我已经老了，我不可能再生孩子的，我不会再有任何的孩子了。
But wonderful, there's a provision in Israel.
但是在以色列里面却有一个美好的供应。
If somebody die,
如果有人死了
，his brother or his nearest relative are obligated to take over the widow.
他的兄弟或是他的近亲要来负责来照顾这个寡妇。
To keep the inheritance in the family.
来帮助这个寡妇的家庭来持守他们的产业。
The first qualified person said to him, "Oh, I want the inheritance, but I don't want the woman."
在这个故事里面，有一个人是有这样的资格。他说：“哦，我想要这个产业，但是我并不想要这个女人。
”But God provided Boaz.
但是神预备了波阿斯。
Yeah, I want a woman too.
这个波阿斯说：“好，我也要照顾这个女人。
”So at the end, they have children.
所以最后他们有了儿子。
So it was very interesting. The Bible didn't say Naomi have grandchildren. What they say, Naomi have a son.
很有趣的，在圣经里面，并不是说拿尔米有了孙子，他是说拿尔米有了儿子。
Humanly speaking, he would not have any descendant, but God's provision.
从人的角度来说，拿尔米是不可能有任何的后裔，但是神有供应。
Not only a provision, was a wonderful provision.
不止这个供应是一个美好的供应。
From having nobody,
从都没有人
，and has a child, Obed.
到最后，他有一个儿子俄贝德。
You know who is he?
你知道他是谁吗
？He's the descendants of King David.
他是大卫王的后裔。
When you go further in Matthew chapter one,
当你去看马太福音第一章
，Ruth appear again.
路德出现在那里。
Why?
为什么
？Because her descendant was the ancestor of Jesus.
因为路德所生的孩子是耶稣的祖先。
Wow, isn't it wonderful provision?
哇、wow, 这不是一个很美好的。
We deserve to be cursed because of the bad decision we made.
当我们做了一个错误抉择的时候，我们是只配得被咒诅。
But divine provision, even we make mistakes.
但是即使我们做了错误的抉择，属天的供应。
Anytime we turn back to God.
什么时候我们转向神
？God can turn cursing into blessing. Amen.
神可以把咒诅转成祝福。
Well.At the end,
最后
Naomi, neighbors told her, "You have to praise God."
最后邻人跟拿俄米说，你要来赞美神。
Wow, how wonderful!
Wow, 这是多美好一件事。
A sweet person went through a bitter experience and end up with a bang with sweetness, praising God.
一个人从很苦的状况变成一个很甜的情形。
Well.How do we apply today?
我们今天的应用是什么呢
？I call it a grace disguise.
我称它为化妆的恩典。
There's a person, this one called Jared Sisser.
有一个人叫 Jared Sisser.
He wrote a book, a grace disguise. I encourage you to read the book.
他写了一本书叫《化妆的恩典》，我鼓励大家去读这本书。
He went through a very painful experience.
他经历一个非常非常痛苦的过程。
On the same day.Three generations in his family all died.
在同一天里面，他的家庭里面有三代人一起死了。
His mom,
他的母亲
，his wife,
他的太太
，and his children,
他的孩子
，all died in a car accident.
都在一场车祸里面死了。
I cannot say to him, God has grace disguise for you. I cannot say that.
我没有办法对这样的一个人说，神有化妆的恩典。
He himself said that it was a grace.Disguise for him.
这是他自己说，这是一个化妆的恩典。
Humanly speaking, three generations passing away on the same day is bad. It's really, really bad.
从人的角度来看，有三代的人在同一天去世，是一个很惨很惨的情形。
But God has divine provision; He can turn it into deliverance.
但神有属天的供应，可以带来释放。
And God uses experience to bless many people.
神也用同一个方法来祝福很多人。
I cannot avoid by not telling my own personal story.
我这个时候没有办法不讲我自己的故事。
I tell you, if you are within the kingdom of God,
我告诉你，如果你是在神的国度里
，there's no coincidental things.
在你的生命里面没有偶然的事情。
God intends everything for good.
神让万事都互相效力。
You remember I told you a story about being given a ticket last year?
你还记得我讲过去年我得到一个交通罚单吗？
Last week I explained the second part, and then this week I explained the third part.
上个礼拜我经历了第二次，这个礼拜我又经历了第三次。
Okay, let me start with the first part. Okay.
让我再重复第一次的事经历。
Last year Father's Day, I was so happy.
去年的父亲节我很高兴。
I'm happy. I'm so happy.
我真的很高兴，非常的高兴。
I was driving 80 miles per hour on the turnpike.
我高兴到在高速公路上面开了80英里的速度。
And I got stopped by the trooper.
然后我就被警察停下来拦下来。
I said to him, I'm sorry.
我跟警察说很抱歉。
Sorry for what?
警察说抱歉什么？
I'm driving really fast.
他说，我说因为我开得很快。
He asked me, how fast were you driving?
警察说：“你知道你开得多快吗
？”I know how fast I was driving, but I told him I was driving above 60.
我知道我开得多快，但是我跟警察说，我想我大概开了60英里。
The police told me that you're driving 80 miles, you know.
警察跟我说：“你知道你是开了80英里吗
？”I asked him to give me a chance. He didn't even answer me.
我跟警察说：“请你再给我一次机会。”但是警察回都不回我。
He gave me a ticket. I was really upset.
警察都不回答，就给我一张罚单了。我那天心里很沮丧。
It was the first speeding ticket I ever received in my whole life.
那是我一生当中拿到了第一张超速的罚单。
But amazingly, I preach in the church.
很奇妙的，我在这个教会讲这件事情。
The next day I have to go to court because I'm way beyond speed limit. I have to go to court.
第二天我必须要去法院，因为我实在是开得太快。
I only ask the congregation to pray.
我只请弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
And at the end of the service, I received two wonderful gifts.
然后在那一天的聚会结束以后，我得到两个礼物。
The first gift was.
第一个礼物是。
I received an envelope with five $100 bills in it. Five $100 bills in the envelope for me as a gift.
第一个礼物是我拿到一个信封，里面有500块。
Let me ask you, how many of you will bring $100 bill in the church today?
我问你，多少人会在礼拜天来教会带着五百块的现金？
That brother said to me, I was so moved by God to bring for some reason. And then when I heard you sharing, it is for you.
我那天很感动，竟然有人带钱来到教会，然后是要给我的。
It was wonderful. I went to the car. I didn't even have to say anything. Four pounds became no pounds.
那天到教会，那天去法院，我都没有说什么事情。结果从本来要被记四个点，到不需要记点。
And also, they only the penalty is only $440. I have sixty dollars surplus.
而且那一天的罚款是470块。
440.
440块。
I have $60 surplus.
那一天的罚款是440块，我还有60块多出来。
So the Lord answered prayer in another way, no points.
所以神听祷告，我那天没有被记点。
When I asked a lawyer, they said, oh, two points is the best bet. No points, impossible.
当我问一个律师关于这样的事情，律师说，如果被记两点，那是已经最好的情形了。不记点是不可能的。
I didn't say anything. I tried to say, but I don't want to say. The prosecutor offered me the deal.
那一天在法院，我什么事都没有讲，结果他们就跟我谈这样的一个条件。
And the brother also told me.
然后另外有一个弟兄告诉我
，If you want to avoid ticket, do this.
如果你想要不要拿到罚单的话，你就这样子做。
Say sorry.
说抱歉。
If the police ever ask about what you did wrong, tell him what you were wrong. You need to know what you are wrong for.
如果警察把你拦下来问你说你知道你为什么你做了什么错事吗？你如果知道的话，你就诚实的跟他说。
I said that, brother, yeah. I don't think I will ever be. I only stop maybe once every 5 years.
那个弟兄这样跟我讲，我就说啊、哦，好，我心里想要，其实我很少被警察拦下来的。
And 2 weeks ago, I was stopped by the police.
但是两个礼拜以前，我又被警察拦下来了。
So I stopped.
所以我停下来了。
I pray.
我祷告。
I said sorry.
我就说道歉。
He asked me sorry for what?
警察问我说你抱歉什么呢？
Because I don't yield enough to you, and then I endanger, I may cause accident. I'm sorry.
我说因为我你开过去的时候我没有慢下来，我的速度不够慢，很有可能造成危险，我很抱歉。
I don't ask for a chance.
我并没有。跟警察说再给我一次机会。
He went to his car for a long, long time. I thought he must be writing up a ticket.
那个警察呢，回到他自己车上很久很久，我在想他可能就在写罚单了。
And then he came over to me.
然后他又回来到我面前。
I check your record.
他说我查了你的记录。
You have very good record.
你有很好的记录。
I will let you go this time, but drive carefully.
我这次就放你走，但是你要小心的开车。
So you know what? When I'm driving home.
所以你知道吗？当我开车回家的时候。
I'm happy.I'm so happy.
我很开心，我非常的开心。
And then a week after.
然后一个礼拜之后。
I say you to the police car.
我就告诉我自己说，看到警车一定要慢下来，一定要让。
So around the same place.
所以大概在同一个地方。
I saw a police car coming out of the parking lot.
我看到一台警车从停车场开出来。
I yield to him.
我让他了。
And for a long time, he didn't go, I didn't go. So we are in a deadlock.
但是等了很久，那个警车不出来，然后我也不敢往前走，我们在那里好久。
I was so nervous, you know, I walked onto the wrong on-ramp.
我很紧张，结果呢，我就开错了。
进入这个highway 之前的 on-ramp 呢。
我开错了那个上高速公路的道。
So instead of going north, I was going south.
结果我开错了方向了，应该是要往北，结果开到往南去了。
I saw the police car parking, the same police car parking on the shoulder.
我看到有一辆同样警车就停在路旁、路肩的地方。
So I slowed down.
所以我就停慢下来。
I make a U-turn.
我又转了一个回转。
Going back to 9 north.
我走，再转回去北方的方向。
And the police car was following me.
但是那个警车就跟着我了。
You know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗
？I stopped on the same spot the week before.
我就
same spot. Although I entered different, I end up in the same spot, stopping to be checked out by the police.
我就停在一个地方，那个地方就是我上个礼拜被警察拦下来停的地方。
And then they asked me, you know what you did wrong?
那个警察问我，告诉我说，你知道你做错什么吗？
I'm just trying to be nice to you. I didn't want to tell what happened. I just yield to you.
我说我只是想要让你而已。
And I said, you know, in yielding to me, you obstruct the traffic. You obstruct the traffic.
说你要
阻碍这交通啊。
你想要让我，可是你却阻碍了交通。
I was confused.
我实在是很困惑。
I don't yield, I get stopped. I yield, I get stopped.
我不让，我也被拦下来。我让了，我也被拦下来。
Then I said to him, I'm really scared.
我跟警察说，我很害怕。
He said to me, don't panic.
他告诉我说，不要惊慌。
I'm not giving you a ticket.
我并没有要给你罚单。
I stopped you not to give you a ticket.
我不是要给你罚单。
He said to me, you know what? You look suspicious.
警察说我觉得你是看起来很可疑的。
If you go to 9 north, why do you go 9 south? And then you see me, you make U-turn, go back to 9 north.
为什么你是要去往北方的，然后你又转向南方，然后你看到我，你又做一个回转呢？
Then I said to him, I was lost.
我告诉他说，因为我迷路了。
And then asked me, what do you do?
他就警察问我说，你是做什么的？
I'm a pastor.
我说我是一个牧师。
So where do you live?
警察说你住哪里？
I don't live here. I live 60 miles away in north in Bergen County.
我说我不住在这里，我住在50英里之远的一个地方。
Let me check, he said.
警察说让我查查看。
This time we got 2 minutes. He came back.
哦，这次他只花2分钟就回来了。
He said to me, "Keep on driving safely."
他告诉我说，你开车要小心。
You know what I'm trying to say?
你知道我想要说的是什么吗
？It's a very simple story.
这是一个很简单的故事。
In a matter of 1 year.
在一年之内
，Even with the thing that I scared more being stopped by the police，
我最怕的事情就是被警察拦下来。
God has divine provision，
但是神却有属天的供应。
You know what I'm saying？
你知道我所说的意思吗
？God has divine provision，
神有属天的供应。
He's happy to deliver us from our problems，
神很乐意要释放我们。
Well。Today we talk at mom's bittersweet journey.
今天我们的主题是苦尽甘来的母亲。
As a matter of fact, bittersweet journey can be any of one man, husband, and son, right?
事实上，这个可能是我们每个人的人生经历。
Let us be reminded that bad decisions lead to despair.
让我们记得错误的抉择带来灾难。
Don't make chaotic time make you make bad decisions.
不要在混乱的时期做一个错误的抉择。
Don't let life realities shortage lead you into bad decisions.
不要让生活上面的困难让你做一个错误的抉择。
You went to Moab for a while, it became 10 years.
你只是搬到摩押地一段时间，可是可能成为很长的时间。
In that despair, Elimelech died.
你没有想到在那个时候，以利米勒会死。
Bad decision can be fatal. Agree?
这一个错误的抉择可能是很致命的。
Not necessarily physical death, but death between you, your relationship with God.
这一个死不一定是身体的死，有可能是你跟神之间的关系。
You know, decision, bad decision came in bunches.We don't learn from our mistakes and history.
如果我们不从我们错误的经历来学习，这个错误的抉择会带来很多的后果。
Children married Moabites.
孩子娶了摩押地的女子。
Despair number two, the two children died without children.
第二个灾难，两个孩子在还没有自己的孩子之前就死了。
And then faulty deduction leads to depression.
再来是偏差的推理导致忧郁。
Deduction number one, from full to empty.
推理的第一个。从满满到空空。
Let me emphasize that the Lord's grace is sufficient for you. It's full for you.
让我再次来强调，神的恩典是够我们用的。
You are not worse than others.
你没有比别人差。
It's not God's fault.
不是神的过错。
If you deduce wrong, you become from sweet to bitter.
如果你对事情的推论是错的，你会从苦到甜，你会从甜到苦。
Divine provision always leads to deliverance.
属天的供应永远带来释放。
Provision number one, a wonderful daughter-in-law.
第一个供应是一位很美好的媳妇。
Provision number two, a son.
第二个供应儿子。
You end up praising God.
最终你会来赞美神。
It is the end of my sermon.
这是我信息的末了。
Let's experience God's provision in this bittersweet journey.Of each of us.
让我们一起在我们人生旅程当中来经历神的供应。
Thank you, Fanny, for giving a very good translation. Thank you.
谢谢。
I will ask Brother Josh to come up for prayer.
我请周一基弟兄来带领我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for the story of Naomi.
亲爱的主，我们为拿俄米的故事来感谢你。
May we learn how to make a decision.
愿我们都能够从这里来学习如何做抉择。
May we learn how to make correct deduction.
让我们的学习怎么样做一个正确的推理。
May we learn how to receive your divine provision.
让我们学习怎么样来领受你的属天供应。
May we turn back to you always.
让我们永远转向你。
And put our trust in you.
信靠你。
And be joyful.
在你里面喜乐。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.